Illinois has lost one congressional seat every decade going back to the 1950s because of population declines. And given the state's accelerated population loss in recent years, there's concern the state could lose two congressional seats after the next once-a-decade census is complete next year, including one in central or southern Illinois. Anita Banerjee with the nonprofit group Forefront says that's one critical reason why every person has to be counted. She's director of the Democracy Initiative for the Chicago-based group that's funding nonprofits all over the state to meet with populations that have historically been undercounted, including those in Bloomington Normal. Those populations include rents, the disabled, the homeless, seniors, the LGBTQ community, and others. Banerjee tells GLT's Eric Stock, the other key reason for an accurate headcount is to help communities plan.
It would be extremely substantial. When you think about Southern Illinois University having the lowest numbers of attendance and enrollment in decades, I mean, that speaks to the fact that we really need to incentivize. We really need for people to stay in our state after they graduate, to incentivize for students to go to higher ed institutions within our state. We need to be able to provide better resources and access to resources. And we can't do that if we don't have accurate data. If we don't know where people are living, if we don't know where people are going to school, if we don't know where children between the ages of 0 and 5 are, which is the hard-to-count population in the country, it makes it very difficult for us to be proactive and make sound decisions of where we're investing.
So you had referenced those 5 years and younger being the hardest to count. Obviously, they're not the ones doing the counting. Why are they so difficult to be counted, and what are some of the other groups that have been underrepresented in the past?
There is a really great study that came out by the Annie E. Casey Foundation last summer, I want to say, that said that there were about 1 million children that went uncounted in the 2010 census all across the country. And that was astounding. And it was a real wake-up call for people to recognize that when you fill out your census form, it is for every member that is in your household on census day. The millennial generation is considered a hard-to-count population because they are transient, right, in a way that a lot of other communities may not have been traditionally. And their biggest source of information is social media. And we have never used social media for census outreach purposes before in the way that is necessary for the Census 2020.
So Forefront is funding 42 organizations that will be canvassing the state to encourage participation in the census. Now, a group that you've said will be working in the Bloomington Normal area is a Chicago-based group, Illinois Partners for Human Service. So tell us, who will be on the ground in Bloomington Normal, and what specifically will they be doing?
Certainly. There are a number of organizations within those 42 grantees that will be doing statewide work. Illinois Partners for Human Service is one of those groups. But there are a number of other groups. But these folks will be responsible for ensuring that those hard-to-count communities are well-educated and have access to resources so that they can self-report come next spring.
You referenced an online component of the census this year and social media being used in ways that, well, didn't exist at the time of the last census. So how will electronic media be used to help boost the count?
We are hearing that the Census Bureau will be working closely with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to push out messages, important messages of how people can self-report. But we also know that Forefront's grantees will be working with social media to get a social media strategy out. And also there will be a digital strategy, national digital strategy, get out the count training that will be available to all organizations that are interested in doing this work across the country.
Now, you've addressed some of the groups that have been undercounted in the past, but how much might be fueled by skepticism, mistrust about how their information is being used, because it seems that antitrust or a lack of faith in government is maybe higher than it's ever been?
Yes, that is a good point. There was a study done. There was some focus groups held by a national organization called NALEO, the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, that found that there is that growing sentiment across the country. And let's be frank, when you think about the rural communities and people living in rural communities, they aren't necessarily willing to share personal household data online. So that is very much a concern when you think about wanting to collect census data online and understanding that that's not the only way that you can self-report for the 2020 census, but it is an important, critical piece.
Online reporting did not exist in the 2010 census?
It did not, no. The only way, I believe, was the paper form. And now, ahead of the 2020 census, there will be three ways to report. There will still be the traditional paper format, but it won't be available to everyone. There will be, obviously, the online portion. And then people can also call in to the Census Bureau. And I believe that that availability will be within 12 languages.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Anita Banerjee, director of the Democracy Institute, the nonprofit organization Forefront that has been working to address concerns about the 2020 census. And there has been talk in Bloomington Normal, the mayors here, Terry Renner and Chris Koos. They spoke at a recent U.S. Conference of Mayors where the census was discussed. And they've started discussions about setting up a task force to address the census locally. Now, they've since told us they're willing to wait and see what efforts are already working on this in the community and help supplement those efforts if useful. What kind of participation do you want or look for on the local level to assist in this effort?
Yes. So what are called local count committees are essential to getting out the count. And this is made up of local elected officials, community leaders, nonprofit leaders, leaders that are working with vulnerable populations, and they come together and they think about what is a strategy that best works for that specific community, because we know that what works in Greater Chicago doesn't necessarily work in Central Illinois, and what works in Central Illinois doesn't necessarily work in Southern Illinois. So it's really about utilizing the skills of the various community leaders within that specific community.
And Normal is home to Illinois State University, a school of 20-plus thousand students, a majority of which have a primary residence of Normal, and others who live elsewhere. Mayor Koos has said he's concerned. He wants to make sure that the population gets counted appropriately. You've alluded to the fact that college campuses sometimes have a challenge with that. How do you work to ensure that that population gets counted fully?
Well, I think this is where if there's a Department of Civic Education or Civic Engagement at the university.
And there certainly is.
This is a perfect issue for that department to get engaged in and to have community gatherings, to have a social media strategy, to be able to share this for information come, orientation or when people are back to school, to have a congressional community briefing with the elected official in that area, with state elected officials, anything that you can do, especially when you think about the get out the vote efforts that will be happening with the March primary. That's around the time that the census count will be going into full effect. And so a really great way to incorporate GOTV and GOTC efforts.
Now, the census has been making headlines in recent weeks. President Trump had said that he wanted to put a citizenship question on the census to account for the undocumented immigrants who are living here. Now, he has since withdrawn that request after it failed in the courts, and now he said he wants to use other means to get that data. How would that have impacted your census outreach?
Well, we know that whether the question is on the form or not, that we have to double down and work harder, smarter, and collaboratively to ensure a fair and accurate count. As I mentioned earlier, those various reasons why it's so important to be counted, we have to ensure that communities feel safe, they feel protected, and they understand why they need to be self-protected and self-respond. So understanding all of those efforts, we are continuing to move forward. We now need to focus on get out the count efforts. The census count is less than a year away, so we have a lot of work ahead of us.
Now, had the president insisted on fighting the citizenship question, man, let's say another president tries in 10 years, had the administration provided assurances that the data would not be used in any way to track down and deport those who are undocumented, could such an inquiry on a census questionnaire be satisfactory to Forefront?
Well, we can't speak on behalf of the Census Bureau, right? We are working very complementary to their work. We understand that there are concerns for particular communities. knowing that that question would be on there. But we also understand that the Census Bureau is protected by Title 13 that ensures that people's personal household data is kept confidential for 72 years after each decennial census. So as we are out with the charge of getting and asking people to self-report and ensuring that people are counted, we also want to be mindful that the Census Bureau has this protection in place.
That was Anita Banerjee of the nonprofit group Forefront with GLT's Eric Stock. Governor J.B. Pritzker has budgeted $29 million for census outreach. He has said for each 1% of the population that's undercounted, the state would lose $1.2 billion over a decade.